so strange to talk about it with you, because I feel we've got to know you a little bit and enjoyed being with you, and at the same time what we're talking about is what's viewed by most people as the most unforgivable act imaginable.
Yep.
We're talking bottom of the barrel, scum of the earth type of acts.
Miss work every day this week. I always oversleep cause I'm up all night smoking weed and running from my feelings. There was a while when my dreams used to scare me, but now I don't even think it's that that impairs me. I've gotten over that anxiety when I wake up cause I cry from dreams, always convinced everyone is lying to me. I don't know if I'm overly trusting or overly cautious, but the fear of someone fucking me over is making me nauseous. That's why I'm locked up in my coffin, smoking pot coffin, while my slave orphan sleeps till the fucking morning. I'm up all night, sometimes I think she only chills with me to get a light up. Powerpuff girl, mix that sugar and spice like apple cider. Man, I can't pull any more all-nighters. I'm so behind on my rest, yet I stay in bed all day till I'm restless. Never had the energy to deal with this huge mess in my apartment. Failed artist, just lying in bed farting. I'm not charming, I'm not even cute anymore. That's why I'm giving food to the poor just to get a nut. And it's statutory, feed the hungry when I'm horny. That frat bro with the pills lurking in the dormitory. I'm the reason why these college freshmen turn lesbian. Fuck me, get tested, decide they can't trust men again. The dishonesty, they wanna give me a lobotomy cause I copped a plea. Insanity, popping pills at the psych ward while you out there mad at me. You can't touch me, motherfucker, I'm Bugs Bunny, you're Elmer Fudd. Your shots miss me, so now you gotta kiss me when I rape you, infect you with this disease. Have you ever been fucked by a sissy? I prey on these prissy bitches who think my gender fluidity would make me any less mischievous. Slit roasting this bitch like a rotisserie with my nigga who's 15 but still got a bigger dick than me. Pull my cock out, rape an NYU freshman till she drops out. Back to Connecticut for some rehab and therapy. Admitted rapist with no felonies. Bitches got no sympathy for my tyranny cause they're not hearing me. Feds creeping up on me eerily, but where were they when someone was feeling on me? Nowhere, bitch, so forgive me if I don't give a shit when you say my lyrics are spreading ignorance or corrupting innocence. To dismiss evil is to downplay its significance. But nah, go ahead and teach me a lesson for insolence before I start killing kids. Fuck it, the world would probably be better off without my frivolous dissonance. They don't wanna hear about my life experience. Matter of fact, they probably wouldn't even miss me or notice a difference. But fuck it, I guess it is what it is. Shit. I lack the will to even fucking kill myself. I'm such a pussy with a dirty bill of health. Neuroatypical, sometimes I wanna run away like an elliptical. They gonna put me in a straitjacket with a padded room like Mystical. I'm a sadistic individual, you'll see me soon at my funeral. It's funny that I once thought that life was beautiful before they put me on these dirty pharmaceuticals. Got me addicted to drugs as a juvenile. Institutional drug pushers got me hooked when they put me in the hospital. I'm volatile, I love sodomy. Bottoming brings out the thought in me. I look at my squad so fatherly. Why I see all my betas free from addiction and poverty, but no one trusts my honesty, so they treat me so hostily. Can't see shit outside of the dichotomy, good and evil, and I'm on the wrong side, so I stay locked in my room where I hide. Beta.
I reacted by saying, in my unrational, fogged cocaine mind, that these are my kids. They came into this world through me, and I'm going to bring a wrath of crush upon you by doing something you don't think I would ever do. Very twisted, but those were the thought processes.